And I'm Scott Horsley with the McCain Campaign, which held a midday rally yesterday in Davenport, Iowa.
I'm so happy to be here in the heartland of America, where family values, where patriotism, where love of country and love of God and service is the foundation.
President Bush won Iowa 4 years ago, but McCain only managed a fourth-place finish in the Republican caucuses here, while Barack Obama won on the Democratic side. Polls compiled by the website Real Clear Politics show McCain farther behind Obama in Iowa than in Michigan, a state he gave up on more than a week ago. Still, McCain told Iowa supporters yesterday, don't count him out.
And if we see his poll that shows us a little bit behind, my friends, that means we're going to fight harder. We're the underdogs, and we know what to do.
Political scientist Diane Bystrom of Iowa State University says McCain must be seeing something in his own polls that suggests the state is within reach. His running mate Sarah Palin is popular with the state's many social conservatives and rural voters. Bystrom also notes that Iowa is a relatively cheap place to buy advertising. McCain, unlike Obama, took federal campaign funds and is therefore bound by federal spending limits. He's being heavily outspent on TV ads nationwide. Supporters in Davenport wave signs reading Families for McCain, Moms for McCain, and Marines for McCain. Edwina Keim of Bettendorf is one of many rallygoers who said they're impressed by the candidate's military record.
I have a son in the military. He's in the Middle East right now. I hope that people understand that he is the hope of America.
Some supporters admit they're skeptical of McCain's chances in Iowa, but not Keim.
There are forces out there that are working against him, but I believe in the end he's going to win. I believe that.
McCain will spend much of tomorrow campaigning in the once reliably Republican states of Virginia and North Carolina. After that, he'll return to the battleground of Pennsylvania. Scott Horsley, NPR News.